Hello everyone, my name is Green Car and this is the 15th episode of The 5, and in this episode I'm going to be talking about another Elon Musk company, which is SpaceX, but I'm going to be specifically talking about the Mars mission for SpaceX. So of course the SpaceX Mars program is a development program initiated by Elon Musk and SpaceX in order to facilitate the eventual colonization of Mars. It will include fully reusable launch vehicles, human-rated spacecraft, on-orbit propellant tankers, rapid turnaround launch / landing mounts, and local production of rocket fuel on Mars via in-situ resource utilization. The aspirational goal is to land the first humans on Mars by 2024. We will see. But in October 2020, Elon Musk named 2024 as a goal for an uncrewed mission, with a crewed mission to follow later. And that first crewed flight is planned for 2027. We will see if that happens. A key element of this program is planned to be the SpaceX Starship, a fully reusable super heavy lift launch vehicle under development since 2018. To achieve this large payload, the spacecraft would first enter Earth's orbit, where it is expected to be refueled before it departs Mars. After landing on Mars, the spacecraft will be loaded with locally produced propellants to return to Earth. The expected payload for the Starship's launch vehicle is to inject between 100 to 150 tons to Mars. SpaceX intends to concentrate its resources on the transportation part of the Mars colonization project, including the design of a propellant plant based on the Saboteur process that will be deployed on Mars to synthesize methane and liquid oxygen as rocket propellants from the local supply of atmospheric carbon dioxide and ground accessible water ice. And Musk has advocated since 2016 a larger set of long-term Mars objectives in terms of colonizations and settlements, which would go far beyond what SpaceX projects would want to achieve. It would ultimately involve more economic factors such as individuals, companies, or governments to facilitate the growth of the human presence on Mars over many decades. And this all was conceptualized in 2001 when Musk conceptualized the Mars Oasis, a project to land a miniature experimental greenhouse containing seeds with dehydrated gel on Mars to grow plants on Martian soil. As early as 2007, Elon Musk stated it was a personal goal of eventually enabling human exploration and settlement on Mars. In 2011, he hoped to send humans to Mars surface within 10 to 20 years. Development work began in 2012 when SpaceX started to design the Raptor rocket engine, which will propel the Starship launch system. In October 2012, Musk articulated a high-level plan to build a second reusable rocket system with capabilities sustainably beyond the Falcon 9's as Falcon Heavy launch vehicles. In 2017, SpaceX made public plans for the interplanetary transport system based on a smaller launch vehicle and spacecraft. It has evolved quite a bit since then. And it's a key driver of the new architecture is to make the new system useful for sustainable Earth orbit launches. An overview and some major elements are that they are going to try to use a new fully reusable super heavy lift launch vehicle. They're going to try to refill the propellants in orbit. They're going to try to produce the propellants on the surface of Mars. Additionally, that they would plan, they're planning that this next generation launch vehicle is supposed to replace the existing SpaceX launch vehicles, which are Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy, as well as the Dragon spacecraft. Just a little funny fact, in September 2014, Elon Musk said that the first person who could go to Mars could be from Texas. Some mission concepts are lunar tourism mission. They've also asked concepts of the early missions of Mars, some outer planet concepts, such as Pluto, some moons, and some other concepts for space travel. But that was the very brief overview over SpaceX, and specifically their Mars program. I hope you all enjoyed listening to this brief overview, and I hope you all tune into the next episode. Thank you for listening.